This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. government is tracking what's described as a Chinese spy balloon, which was over Montana. The Pentagon says it's taken steps to be sure it doesn't collect sensitive info and that the military has seen these from China before. They have the ability to pop the thing, but the Pentagon says it doesn't want falling debris. This comes just ahead of Secretary of State Antony Blinken's trip to China this weekend for meetings with top government officials there, where security and trade and business issues will come up. Marketplace's Jennifer Pak reports from Shanghai.
Movie producer Sean Yue has offices in both Beijing and L.A. because he wants more China-Hollywood co-productions.
I can hire more American workers to work on my projects. I can use the pre-existing Hollywood infrastructure.
But last year, he laid off almost all his staff in L.A. and New York because of U.S.-China tensions.
Because currently, everything is uncertain. Everything is up in the air. So as a business person, I don't really know, should I invest or should I downsize?
2022 was a tough year. China's zero COVID lockdowns upended global supply chains. There's Russia's war in Ukraine. Tensions are up over Taiwan. And both the U.S. and China want the other side to back off. Scott Kennedy is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C.
Beijing and Washington would like there to be a floor placed under the relationship where the prospects of open armed conflict are much, much lower.
China also wants the U.S. to drop its tariffs on Chinese products and rescind export controls to buy advanced American semiconductors, something that's bound to come up during U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit to China. Xu Qingduo is with the Beijing-based think tank Pangol Institution.
This is the Chinese view that, oh, the U.S. is trying to contain us to slow down the rise of China.
If true, the U.S. won't succeed, he says, especially now that Chinese leaders have dropped COVID restrictions and reopened China.
Probably one of the brightest spots in terms of economic expansion and investment.
As for movie producer Sean Yue, he says he wants to revive his U.S. operations again. He's keeping close watch on Blinken's visit.
I just wish that Blinken and his counterparts in China can figure out a way to let us have the certainty.
Certainty that the U.S. welcomes Chinese investment. Again, analyst Scott Kennedy.
I think the question is, can the U.S. and China walk and chew gum at the same time? Can they compete vociferously in certain areas?
Like in high tech.
And find a way to cooperate on common challenges they face, whether it's the climate or public health.
But these days, it's hard to separate politics from everything else, especially from business. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.